This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Hundreds of state workers could potentially be suspended without pay. And this is as of today because Governor Baker's vaccine mandate is now officially in place, which means that the roughly 42,000 Massachusetts workers who are issued paychecks by the executive branch now have to be vaccinated against COVID-19. The mandate is stronger than many others. There's no option to forego the vaccine in favor of regular testing, although there is a process for religious or medical exemptions. This is a developing story. Today we heard from the state police union warning that suspending troopers would be bad for public safety.
The danger to our staffing and to our already overburdened workforce is significant.
That was police union president Michael Shervin at a news conference on Boston Common this morning. Here to break it all down for us is WBUR's Callum Borchers. Callum, welcome back.
Good to be back, TCI.
So, Callum, we are talking about really critical services here that people rely on. And let's stick with the Massachusetts State Police today. That's who we heard from just a second ago. What else did you hear at the press conference earlier?
Well, we heard some solid numbers for a change. That was nice. The union estimates about 300 state troopers are unvaccinated, which is about 15% of the force. And out of that, 200 have applied for vaccine waivers. And the vast majority of them, Tiziana, are seeking religious exemptions. A few are also asking for exemptions on medical grounds. I want to share an exchange, though, that I had with the union president, Michael Shervin, who we heard a moment ago, because I think this is key. I asked him whether he accepts that an unvaccinated trooper puts the public at greater risk than a trooper who is vaccinated. And here's how he responded.
We all know that the vaccination doesn't prevent you from catching it and transmitting it.
It does reduce that, though.
It does reduce it. As we saw today, unfortunately, may he rest in peace, General Colin Powell, vaccinated and has passed. But that's not a vaccination is not 100% prevention from transmitting it. And again, we are pro-vaccination. We're also pro-labor.
So, just to reiterate my pushback there, the COVID vaccines dramatically reduce illness and transmission rates. But the state police union and other unions are pointing to some of these breakthrough cases like Colin Powell's to argue against vaccine mandates. I'll point out, though, Tiziana, this hasn't been a winning argument in court, however, which we can get into. But, nothing is perfect. A trooper's gun doesn't provide total protection either, but they still carry sidearms, of course. So the fact that vaccines aren't perfect didn't sway a judge when the police union challenged the governor's mandate recently.
Okay, so that's a particular example here. Let's step back now. I mentioned earlier the vaccine mandate applies to roughly 42,000 workers across the state. How many are already vaccinated and how many aren't at this point?
Well, we don't know exactly, but clearly the vast majority are vaccinated. The Baker administration says about 95% are vaccinated or have applied for exemption. So they're grouping those two categories together, which is why we don't know the exact breakdown, Tiziana. But we believe only about 2% of the overall executive branch workforce is seeking these waivers. And that's one of the major labor unions, the SEIU 509, talked to me last week, and they said the administration tells them that's about the number. That would be maybe 800 or so workers.
So let's talk about these exemptions. What is the process like? Is it easy to get an exemption? Will very few people get them?
The state hasn't said what the acceptance rate is, in part because they're still evaluating those applications. But we do know that they're considered on a case-by-case basis. There's no set list of medical conditions or religious beliefs that automatically qualify. There are several dozen HR specialists who are handling these applications, and they may ask to see medical records. They might want to interview your doctor or your faith leader. And this is leading to some consternation among these unions. I mentioned SEIU Local 509. They represent DCF social workers, some other social service employees. They're generally supportive of the vaccine mandate, Tiziana, but their president, Peter McKinnon, told me the waiver application process is flawed.
One agency maybe is applying this set of criteria for exemption requests, whereas another agency is applying a different set of criteria. And it shouldn't be that way.
So you hear the frustration there, but on the other hand, some jobs are more public-facing than others, and so also some variation may be understandable.
So just briefly on the religious exemptions, Callum, we have seen a lot of controversy, concerns about gaming the system around religious exemptions. What can you tell us?
Right. It's complicated, of course, because you have people proclaiming they have a sincerely held religious belief. The principal objection that you hear is that cell lines from aborted fetuses were used in the development of some of the vaccines, although they're not all. But on the other hand, the Catholic Church and some other major faith groups have said, despite those concerns, it is morally acceptable to get the vaccine. So that's sort of where the tension lies.
Okay, so we've already seen some legal challenges fail. Does that mean the state's on pretty solid legal footing here at this point?
They would seem to be, in part because, this is not a sweeping mandate for all people. There's nobody saying that you as a private citizen have to go get the mandate. What they're saying is that if you want to do this job as a public servant, you have to get a mandate. And so there may be more legal challenges to come. But as you noted, the State Police Union lost its challenge. We also saw a similar challenge from the Department of Corrections. They were asking for injunctions that would delay enforcement of this mandate. And in both cases, they have lost.
So, Kellum, I'm just going to clarify. I'm sorry. You said you have to get a mandate. Did you mean waiver there or mandate?
Get a waiver. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
You have to get a waiver to get out of the mandate. But so far, the mandates are holding up in court by and large.
Okay. And what will you be watching for moving forward, Kellum?
Well, I think we want to see some more data from the state as far as what's the acceptance rate on these exemption requests. And we also want to know the particulars of those exemption requests. So we've submitted a public records request to the state for copies of these applications, both medical and religious. Of course, they would redact the individuals involved for privacy reasons. But I think we'd want to know, on what grounds are people asking for these exemptions, and what is their success rate? And I think that will give a lot of insight into how the state is considering this very thorny human resources issue.
It really does feel like history and precedent are unfolding before us. Glad to be following it with you. That's WBUR's Kellum Borchers. Kel, thanks.
Always glad to be with you.